Monday signaled day one of the DNC, but we all know it's not the Democratic National Convention Milwaukee had planned to host at the Fiserv Forum. The coronavirus put an end to that. Instead, the convention features virtual speeches and recorded messages from around the country. Major appearances by Wisconsinites are being broadcast from the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee. But people could be found downtown Monday with strong opinions about the convention and the political process. I met Dr. Geneva Reed on Wells Street. She was proudly wearing a DNC 2020 t-shirt, standing with the convention center to her back. Reed had hoped to be inside the building, rubbing shoulders with delegates at an in-person convention this summer. It would have been her first.
Well, the plan was hopefully to be able to get a ticket to go inside of the convention and just have that first time experience.
Reed lives and works in Chicago, and while her convention dreams didn't come true, she says she was thrilled when Joe Biden chose Kamala Harris as his running mate.
Just seeing an African-American woman who's very accomplished, and it's just nice to see as a black woman those cracks in the ceiling with her in the race.
Over the years, Reed has thought of every election as being critical to the democratic process. But this time around, she says there are fundamental issues at stake.
Just looking at the state of our economy at this time, with all of the job losses, the virus, there's no national mandate on from day one on what to do to keep Americans safe. All of that is really just terrifying.
Stephen Parlato's concerns propelled him to board a plane in the middle of a pandemic and come to Milwaukee from Boulder, Colorado for convention week. He stood in front of the Wisconsin Center holding what he calls a reptilian-inspired poster of President Trump. The image depicts threatening-looking snakes slithering through and around Trump's head. The poster bears the message, "Your vote is the only antidote."
It's quite crazy that this very mediocre individual was somehow able to create this persona that is destroying our very system of government.
What does Parlato hope to accomplish standing in protest throughout the DNC?
I'm an artist. Imagery is what I have. I believe in the power of images, and I believe we need them to impolitely contain these messages of dread and the need for immediate action and concern.
Milwaukee native Jeremiah Thomas agrees with Parlato. President Trump must be defeated.
Trump's ideologies is something I don't stand for. I don't believe in locking kids in cages. I don't believe in a border wall or anything like that.
But Thomas has a list of demands that he and others came up with. Thomas was about to post some of them on a fence temporarily placed around the convention center.
So that list includes defund the police, help with public housing. There's also reform. We want a prison reform. And we want to help reparations as well as too.
Over recent months, Thomas and others have mobilized, marched, and gained traction in their call for change.
And I feel like, especially now that the DNC is being held in Milwaukee, this is a perfect opportunity, you know, to speak out and say, hey, listen, this is what the people want for our Democrats to be held accountable for, and this is what we want as your first order of business if you are in November 3rd.
While Chicago resident Geneva Reed shared her excitement that Kamala Harris is on the ticket, Thomas expresses concerns about the former California prosecutor.
The protest has been going on for defund the police, dismantle the police, and stuff like that, and she's all for prison. And she's done countless of acts where she, you know, put countless of black and brown men up in prison for petty crimes such as possession of marijuana, and she also supports the death penalty.
While the DNC is unfolding virtually this week from cities throughout the country, Thomas says demonstrations will be very much live in Milwaukee, the host city, to make sure candidates know Black Lives Matter. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.